I rise to ask for swift passage of Christie's Law. This legislation passed the Senate unanimously last session, which requires all drivers to remove snow and ice from their rooftop vehicles before they enter our roadways. Senator Laughlin is joining me this session on introducing this bill, and I'm glad he's joining me. I introduced this bill in response to a tragedy that occurred 13 years ago, and I have been fighting ever since. On Christmas Day 2005, Christine Lambert and her family were driving through Carbon County to visit her parents. Tragically, she never made it because an 8-inch chunk of ice dislodged from a tractor trailer traveling toward the vehicle, flew through the air, smashed through the windshield, and killed her instantly with her family in the car. The truck driver never stopped. He likely didn't even know what happened. Mr. President, I was reminded of the hazard of dislodged snow and ice again last week. There was a near miss, almost the same as Christine Lambert, a gentleman this time from Clark Summit. Eerily similar to Christine Lambert, he was sitting as a passenger in a car driven by his wife, and the chunk of ice dislodged from the truck traveling in the opposite way on I-80 and crashed through the windshield. With more and more trucks on the road traveling our highways in Pennsylvania, these incidents are occurring a lot more often. And in reading the press on the most recent incident on I-80, you should see the amount of people that have told me about their experiences on our roadways with dislodged ice, dislodged snow, cracking windshields, getting into accidents because trying to avoid an icy missile, and it goes on and on. I've had three incidents of, well, I've been in the Senate for 20 years now, and I can recall three incidents. One where it broke my windshield, one where the rear view side mirror outside the car, and another where I kind of swove to avoid and I kind of like damaged another vehicle. Mr. President, our laws should do everything possible to encourage people to remove snow and ice from their vehicles when they are on our roadways. More importantly, Mr. President, our law enforcement officers should be empowered to step up and stop a vehicle with the dangerous ice and snow before something unthinkable happens. I'm asking for a proactive law here. And I'm proud that many businesses, by the way, have been independently installing scraper systems to ensure their vehicles when they leave their buildings are ice and snow free. In fact, when I introduced the bill 12 years ago, Coca-Cola was the first business in the Lehigh Valley to install their own scraper system on their own. They felt it was the right thing to do, and they used scrap metal to do it. Mr. President, by passing this law, I'm optimistic that more businesses will follow suit, install scraper systems. I'm more convinced that we need a law that stresses the importance of clearing it, just like our neighbors in New Jersey did. They have a law on the books. Other states in the Northeast have laws on the books. I think we should do this as well. Just today, Mr. President, I read another article. It was from the Daily Item, featured a story on the dangers of ice missiles. They even called them ice missiles. I think they took that from me when I was talking about this 12 years ago. Ice missiles flying from vehicles. The story highlights how the state of New Hampshire enacted Jessica's Law. Jessica Smith was killed in a tragic manner, just like Christine Lambert was killed, by ice falling off a tractor trailer, triggered the collision, and resulted in her death. How many more people have to die? I just want to know this. New Hampshire legislation considers a driver negligent for not taking the time to clear all ice and snow off their vehicles. And by the way, Mr. President, this law passed in 2002. Come on, Senate. Come on, House. Let's get with it. States in the North American Northeast are taking the necessary steps to keep their drivers safe. It's time Pennsylvania does the same thing. Pass a law. Emphasize the position that driving with snow and ice on your vehicle is not only dangerous, deadly, but I want to make it illegal. So let's face it. This isn't about, you know, putting a law on books. I'm not trying to hassle anybody. Whenever you put a law on books, sometimes it's about awareness. Sometimes it's about education. A police officer would be able to stop a vehicle that was dangerous, issue a ticket, or maybe not, just like with when you're speeding. He or she has a discretion whether to give you the ticket. The same would happen in this instance. It's a common sense proposal to protect motorists and their passengers from a tragedy that is completely, completely unavoidable. So I'm confident we can take swift action with this bill. It's Senate Bill 114 of this session. I know the Senate will pass it. I'm confident in that. They did it before. But it's in the going to the House of Representatives. Why I'm doing this remonstrative today is to plead with the House of Representatives, and then, if they pass it, to the governor that he signs this bill. Thank you, Mr. President.